21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville is a combination boutique hotel, contemporary art museum, and restaurant modeled after the flagship 21C in Louisville. These unique hotels have come to house a unique group of residents, penguins. Well, at least sculptures of penguins. Each hotel has its own flock, and local residents can vote on the color of the flock coming to Bentonville's hotel. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Emmanuel Garnier, general manager of the 21C Hotel in Bentonville, about the voting. She began the conversation by asking about the story behind the penguins.
The penguins were discovered that they are actually the art creation of a group of artists in Italy called the Cracking Art Group. And they exhibited it in Venice. And our founder actually found them there and fell in love with the art pieces and started to showcase them when we opened our hotel in Louisville. And the public really, really enjoyed them and started to play with them. It's kind of the whimsical pieces we have. And basically, due to popular demand, we actually decided to turn them into our logo and mascot.
So there is a flock of penguins at each of the museums?
Yes, we have a flock of penguins. They are outside, they are on the roof, and inside the buildings, and we move them constantly. You'll find them in front of your door, in the elevator, or maybe on the treadmill, or having a drink with you at the bar.
Oh, that's so much fun.
That's a whimsical part, is our guests actually play a lot with them, too.
So what can you tell me about the group, the artist group, the Cracking Art Group?
They are Italian artists, and they decided to repurpose actually plastic and basically reuse plastic to create art pieces, which are nature-based, and they have obviously the penguin, we have snails. Actually, we had a snail collection in the square in Bentonville in the month of June. That was kind of very popular. So they have actually a lot of different animals.
And speaking of the Bentonville Hotel, you guys are allowing people to vote on what the color of the flock of penguins here will be. And the options are orange, fuchsia, and green. So how did you come up with those colors?
Those colors were chosen to complement the architecture of our building. And our architect, Deborah Berkey, was very instrumental in choosing the different colors. One of the things with 21C Museum Hotels is every hotel has a different color penguin. And so we decided, because our snail exhibit downtown Bentonville was so popular and so loved by the public, we decided to involve the public in choosing the color.
And people can vote on this at facebook.com/21CMuseumHotels. They have until Thursday, November 29th. What is the value of having these penguins at the hotel? It's a very unique hotel in itself, but what is the value of having the penguins?
It really represents our collection and who we are. It represents contemporary art, and it also represents the fact that art can also be fun and whimsical.
The museum is set to open in the first quarter of next year. How soon can people expect to see the penguins?
Well, we'll reveal them in the final color on Thursday, November 29th. And after that, we plan to kind of an unveiling sometime, beginning of the year. In the meantime, actually, we're going to have a job fair in Fayetteville next week on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Student Union building. And we're going to bring our three penguins. So you'll be able, anyone who wants to see them, they'll be in the Student Union building. Room 514, where we stage our job fair.
So the penguins are already ready? It's just a matter of what color?
Right now, we only have the three different colors. So people can see them, they can touch them, they can go to Facebook and vote for them. We have, three samples in our office right now.
Oh, excellent. So if people want to know exactly what these colors are going to look like, they can come check you guys out at the Union.
Yeah, and after that, we'll be back in our pre-opening office in Bentonville. And we're going to have also other job fairs in Bentonville in December and January. And the penguins will definitely be with us.
Well, fantastic. As someone who's been working behind the scenes on the museum and things and getting ready for it to open and getting ready for the penguins, what are you most looking forward to with the opening and the unveiling of the penguins as well?
It's going to be the reaction of the public. It's always something very fun. People are always thrilled with our collection. And it's like almost like a Christmas present for the community. We just can't wait to show what we have.
Emmanuel Garnier is the general manager of the 21C Hotel in Bentonville. He spoke to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. Residents can vote for the Penguins' color at facebook.com/21C Museum Hotels. 21C is not just about Penguins, of course. The hotel and restaurant are hiring, and a job fair associated with the hotel, restaurant, and bar continues until 5 today. And again tomorrow at the Student Union Building on the University of Arkansas campus. Tomorrow's hours from 9 until 5.
On Talk of the Nation, we tackle the day's issues and discuss the topics that matter to you. We take the time to explore every angle of a story, and we do it all live with your help. Find out what everyone is talking about. I'm Neil Conan. Tune in and join the conversation next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's the last Tuesday of the month, and we use this day every month to survey the upcoming theater offerings in the region. In a moment, a holiday standard at the oldest community theater venue in Northwest Arkansas, the Art Center of the Ozarks. We'll go backstage as the ACO readies once again the best Christmas pageant ever. First, some of the other productions on the horizon, most of them holiday-flavored. Theater Squared presents its second show of the season, Period of Adjustment, billed as the only comedy Tennessee Williams ever wrote. If you'd like to know more about the production, you can join me tonight at Fayetteville Public Library at 6:30 for a free public discussion about the show with members of cast and crew. Period of Adjustment will open December 6th at Nadine Baum Studios, and the run will continue through December 30th. You can learn more at theater2.org. Rogers Little Theater will stage a modern twist on a holiday staple. A Christmas Carol Today opens December 7th and runs through the 16th. More details at rogerslittletheater.org. Back by popular demand next month is the Ceramic Cow Productions, The Santa Land Diaries. Based on the writings of humorist and essayist David Sedaris, the script may not be for all ages, but in the hands of Mark Landon Smith, the laughs rarely stop. The Santa Land Diaries are at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, December 13th through the 15th, and the production comes complete with a cash bar and, again, intended for mature elves only. More information available at ceramiccowproductions.org. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts will bring Beauty and the Beast to the stage at Breedlove Auditorium, December 14th, 15th, and 16th. You can find out more about that production at uafs.edu/academy.